Countryside Anywhere podcast. For more information about Countryside Church, including gathering times and location, check out teamcountryside.com. Today's message comes from Pastor James Williams.
Good morning, Countryside. So great to see so many of you out here this morning as braved kind of the cooler weather. And those of you joining us online, I saw a lot of you there, said hi to you. And it's great seeing you with teamcountryside.com and Countryside Anywhere. Well, Christmas. I hope it was a wonderful time for you all. I guess there's the home alone feeling of Christmas, or there's the good feeling of Christmas. And when I say home alone, that could go two ways too. Maybe you were left at home by yourself for a long time and you were having a blast until family returned, or you took a paint can to the face. Either way, that's not a good option. So hopefully you had a good Christmas holiday here, and hope that you spent some time focusing maybe through some different circumstances that you experienced, and that's what we've been focused on this series, as far as focusing on Christ through some very interesting time that we're living in. Yes, the message of Christmas is hopeful and wonderful, yet that first Christmas wasn't without difficulties, just like we're experiencing in our lives day to day, I'm sure. One thing I love about this time of year is that at Christmas, we get to have a fresh reminder of just how deep God's love is for us. Because at Christmas, we get to see God's willingness to leave his throne and come to this world to begin building that bridge between him and us, right? It's a relationship that we get to have with him that we weren't able to have before. And so what an amazing demonstration of love. I think when we begin to understand that love, even just a little bit, we can't help but open our hearts to love God back. And we are going to see what we can learn from one particular part of the Christmas story. And it's one of my personal favorite parts. We're going to be in Matthew 2 right at the beginning, because we're going to talk about wise men. Wise men, right? And there are a whole bunch of feelings when it comes to the wise men, like, are they really wise if they're men? Hey, I'm not here to talk about this. I'm not here to say anything, okay? But it's biblical. We got wise men, not a big deal. Okay, so I've always been interested in this whole story, though, about the wise men. It's very interesting to me, and of course, I always assumed, like many people out there, that there were three. But that there were three gifts, and that meant three wise men. But it could have actually been a whole group. You know, so it was more like a wise posse or a wise squad, you know? And I wish we knew more about these wise men, but if we look at what we know, what we do know about this wise squad, I'll call them the wise squad, how about that? There are definitely some actions they took that we can learn from, and actions we can take ourselves as we enter the new year. We are starting a brand new year, and it's going to be staring at us right in the face in a few days, right? And a brand new year that, you know, if I took a poll, actually, I'll just take a poll right now. How many believe that 2021 will be better than 2020? Can I see a raise of hands? I see one, two, yeah, a few. Okay, now I see a lot more come up. And I'm willing to bet that some of you who raised your hands or spoke out online, as you typed and raised your hands, you probably were like, it better be, right? Well, it better be, you know, putting your hand up. I totally understand. I don't think you're alone. You're not alone in this world in thinking that. Because a lot of the world is thinking that this is going to be a year of redemption. You know, this is going to be something to turn the corner. And people are looking for answers, and they're searching for something to save them from all of those challenges from 2020. And I have to ask, why do we do this? Why do we believe that this is the most logical time of all for people to set goals, make plans, and try to rearrange our lives to be healthier and wiser? Now, as we look to the new year, before we jump on the 2021 hope train, okay, with the rest of the world, I'd like to take a pause for a second in this week, and just pause into Christmas still. for just a few moments more and take a deeper look at these wise men. Because I really do think that through this, I believe some of the things that they did over 2,000 years ago can help us make some wise choices in how we will spend this next year. So the wise men, like I said, if you have your Bibles, pull them out. If you have YouVersion, pull it out on your phone. The wise men, Matthew 2, they were educated guys. They were on the lookout for a big event that was about to happen. And even though they probably weren't Jewish, they were obviously familiar with the Old Testament writings and prophecies. And they were studying the world and the universe, trying to put the pieces together. And the Bible tells us a little bit about them. And they were learned men who came from far away, somewhere to the east of the Holy Lands. And as it starts in Matthew 2, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." So all it really tells us is that they had come from eastern lands. And while that doesn't give us a ton of details, what we gather is that these guys took a journey that took weeks, if not months, to get to Israel. Not only that, but they were watching and studying, and they obviously were open to what God wanted to lead them to. And as they were open to what God was leading them to, they showed that they were, how they were willing to find what, or rather who, God was leading them to. So the first action that they were willing to take that we can learn from for this next year, 2021, is that they were willing to seek the truth. They were willing to seek the truth. They arrived from a far-off land. They started asking questions about an event in the place that they were visitors in. They didn't know exactly what they were looking for, but they knew enough to know that it was true, and they wanted to seek that truth. Their seeking of the truth led others to ask questions, particularly King Herod. So we pick it up in verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So here's the thing. We think that King Herod's a bad guy because he's disturbed by this, but all of Jerusalem were. That's the thing. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." So as 2021 approaches, are we looking for God's truth? Are we seeking God's truth in this world the way the wise men sought after it in their strange world that they were in? Are we asking the right questions? Are we open to what God is leading us to? And maybe even more importantly, when we hear from God, even when it's just a piece of the puzzle, because sometimes, believe it or not, God won't just bust open the door and show you everything all at once. He doesn't do that very often, actually. But even if it's just a piece of the puzzle, are you willing to dive in? Are you willing to get on your camel and go? We don't know how much they understood the Old Testament prophecies of the coming king. But we do know they most likely came from a land where Judaism wasn't the primary religion. Yet they knew enough, and I would say they were open enough to God to seek his truth and to go when the time came. I remember being asked to attend Countryside years ago, about 16 to be exact. That's a long time ago, all of a sudden. And I said, "No, thank you." I was polite about it. "No, thank you." And then the person kept asking, and then more people kept asking. And they weren't pestering. They were just leaving the invitation out there. And after a little while, I said, "Okay, I'll go. I'll give this a shot." And as I walked into that young center, on the campus of Black Hills State. I realized this was a different church experience than I had ever had in my life. There were walls being broken down that I didn't even know that I had built up between me and a relationship with Jesus. And little by little, Sunday after Sunday, week after week, I grew more and more hungry for what Jesus was trying to tell me in those moments. And so as we close out 2020, maybe this is where you are. Maybe you were checking out Christmas or something before Christmas here or another church, and you got a better feeling about church than you ever did in your life. And then for the first time in a long time, there's something stirring in you. And I will say to you, keep seeking that truth as we turn the calendar. Keep diving into his book. Keep diving into this book, into his word. Keep getting on that camel and going. For those of us who have put our relationship with Jesus on the side, but we're still going to church, I hope that there is a wake-up call to recommit and ask yourself, will I go out of my way to seek his truth this year? What else do we know about the wise men? Well, they were willing to give their very best. They were willing to give their very best. Look, in a year where many of us didn't have it go the way we expected it to, did we come up on Christmas and say, maybe now I'm going to get what I want? Did it go that way? Did you get what you wanted? I love watching America's Funniest Videos with my kids. And recently I was like, when I came upon this, I was studying for this message, and I thought, there's got to be some experiences out there where the kids just didn't get what they wanted and it was caught on camera. And you know what? There is. And on short notice, I did not pull a video, but I will describe something to you. One of the poor kids unwrapped like 7 boxes and inside was a lemon. That's it. And she was not pleased. And let me tell you, of course, as a dad, I'm like, well, why don't you just make lemonade? Come on. Ba-dum-tsh. Maybe he did that. I don't know. But another one, she was unwrapping the box, and it was a brand new iPhone, and she went to open it. She celebrated before she opened it. She opened it up, and there was like a $20 gift card to like Target in there. And I'm like, no, that's so messed up. I was like, parents, we can be so funny sometimes, but also kind of mean, but that's funny still. Well, these wise men, 2 of them, 3 of them, or the whole squad, however many of these guys, we see them taking the time and expense to seek the truth, and when they began their journey, they brought their very best to give to the new king when they found him. Look at verse 11. They entered the house and saw the child. So they're finally coming up on Jesus, and they entered the house and they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is what I want to focus on. Not the fact that it's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What did they open? Church, what did they open? Treasure chests. No lemons, no gag gifts. I mean, maybe they had a sense of humor. There had to have been, like, if we're talking about a squad of wise men, there had to be, like, the Joker, you know? Like, not the Joker, but, you know, like, the funny guy, you know? Look, God came to that first Christmas, to give us something, to give us the greatest gift ever given to mankind. He came to give that gift for you. If we have made the choice to become followers of Jesus, doesn't following mean emulating or copying? In other words, shouldn't we be on a course for 2021 of becoming a bit more like Jesus? And so what did Jesus do? He gave. And so what did these wise men do that had traveled and sought after him and found him? When they saw him, they gave from their treasure chests. Not from the backs of their closets, not from the leftovers. And that's where our giving should be from, our best. When we give our time, talents, and treasure, it should be our best and first. And we have to start making these decisions now for the next year, starting today, answering these questions. How will I serve this next year? What resources do I have that I can pass on to others? How much time will I give in listening for what Jesus is calling me to? My time in studying to learn more about him, what can I give? I have to share a few stories that went on around Countryside that we were a small part of or a bigger part of here. And one of them is South Dakota Kids Belong. America's Kids Belong has a South Dakota chapter called South Dakota Kids Belong. It's an organization that we partner with, that we help with, that works at ending the crisis for foster kids in our state. And while we can't take complete credit because they partnered with churches in the area, this Christmas, they had a host of volunteers prepared and delivered 26 freezer meals to families in the area. And a fellow dropped off presents here with a list of what they were and age ranges, and he said, I don't know where they should go, but they shouldn't be in my car, so here you go. And they were perfect. And in doing that, he provided presents for 10 kids and 4 families that are healing and mending their relationships with their families right now. The Christmas Day lunch was 2 days ago, and while we would have loved to have everybody come into our building and share Christmas Day lunch with us, we had to come up with a new plan. And so that team got to work, and they came up with an idea of saying, you know what, let's deliver. Let's just deliver. And we met so many homebound veterans or homebound people that needed a meal, just a meal dropped off for their Christmas Day. And just the creative way of thinking of how we can do that. It was awesome. And there are so many more stories that happen around us. This particular one I brought pictures for. One women's group at Countryside decided that they were going to make quilts this winter and give to the homeless. And so if you check out these pictures, this is amazing. Those are just some of the quilts. And then they went to drop them off in Rapid. And there are some people, there are a few people, and you can see the smile on the face. It's cold. It's cold in the wintertime, even on these warm winter years or seasons, you know, it's cold for people. And so they did that. They delivered them, and you can see the smiles on the faces, and I bet they had some talks about Jesus in the process. God is a giver, and I want to be like him. Are we ready to give God our best in 2021? Finally, this may be a surprise to some of us, given they were wise, but they were also willing to risk, to take a risk. They were willing to take a risk. We see these assumedly intelligent, educated, wealthy guys, and some of us who are less risky people, I'm talking about me in the room too, if anybody is like me, may have a tough time understanding how these men can have wisdom, but also be risky. Because a lot of times I see something, going back to America's Funniest Videos, happening, and I'm like, well, that's risky, not wise also, right? Look, the best time to take a risk in your life is when you have the greatest wisdom in that situation. Remember that. These men were willing to spend months and who knows how much money and resources to worship Jesus, and they did it. It seems with not much to go on. If we go back to Matthew 2:2, we read, "We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." I love how it's his star. Almost all versions translate that statement as, "We saw his star in the east. We saw his star as it rose." My daughter Elin was so excited about that conjunction, that the great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter, that happened on December 21st. And because she was convinced this is the Christmas star, right? And some people, we called it the Christmas star. It happened when Jupiter and Saturn got close, so close in the sky, closest it's been in our perspective, so it looked like they were almost touching each other. It's the closest they've gotten in the sky, actually, in the last 800 years. And of course, we had some cloud cover, you know, so we didn't get a good look at it here, but Elin, she was very convincing. She saw it, and she told me, and I don't know how you cannot believe your daughter when she looks at you and says, "No, I saw it, Daddy." And I was like, "All right, you saw it." Look, some people believe that could have been the star that the wise men saw. And it's fun to look at all the different theories, a supernova, you know, it could have been another star that happens, and wonder about them. But what we do know is that something happened with these men, these wise men, and they interpreted it as the sign that the Jewish Messiah had been born. And so it was his star. These wise men saw it as his star, so they risked a huge amount of time, a large amount of effort, a large amount of money, and probably their reputations too. No matter how you look at it, what they did, you have to come to the conclusion that they took a big risk. How risky? Well, by the end of the wise men's story in verse 12, we read, "And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route," which tells you they knew the danger of going back to Herod. So my question is, are you willing to risk your reputation because of the love that Jesus has for you? When it comes right down to it, we generally don't ask our friends or neighbors or our coworkers what they think about church, or even to come to church with us, or watch online, or because we're worried about what they might think. Well, they might think I'm a crazy person. These wise men took the risk, and they were able to worship the King of the universe. See, God himself is coming to this world, so they might have the opportunity to follow him, to love him, and become more like him. Sign me up. Are you ready to take that risk? Go out of your way and seek the truth. And if you found that truth of what Jesus did for you, are you ready to go and give him your best? Now, we've spent a lot of time at the beginning of the story of in the Gospel of Matthew. Now, let's skip to the end as we get to chapter 28. And I want you to read what Jesus leaves his disciples with. As a grown man, he leaves his disciples with this. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is the Great Commission. This is what we're called to, church. And as we go into 2021, I hope this is at the top of your mind. Look, we have a bunch of problems, and we have a bunch of situations and difficulties and challenges in our lives, but this is the thing that will drive us. I would ask you, as you look at this example of the wise men, as you consider the things that God would have you do in 2021 to make this the most effective year of your life, because that's what God wants from you. Not for your glory, but for his. Why not look at the instructions that Jesus gave in the last lines of the Gospel of Matthew? Live in his love and reach out to those who don't know him yet. Will we seek the truth of who Jesus is and wants to be in our lives? Will we give him our best this year? Will we take a risk, a wise risk? Will we even risk our reputations by going and making disciples? The great news this Christmas isn't that eventually you have to take the lights down or the tree down and put it away. The great news this Christmas, and for so many Christmases, is that he is with you. and he will guide you in these conversations that maybe you're worried about, that you're scared to do. And no matter what this year holds, if you seek him, I can promise you, you will find him. And if, when you risk for him, the kingdom will grow and you will have the most effective year ever. Pray with me. Father, we honor you. We are grateful for you and the work you do in our lives. And God, you are just, you're a good, good Father. We are so grateful that we get to experience your goodness. And Lord, I know that we get to this point and maybe Christmas is over, we're putting things away and we say, now what? Oh, New Year. And we think of all the things that we can change about ourselves. But Lord, I just pray right now that the hearts here today or attending online, God, that that you're touching those hearts right now and you're speaking to people here and your spirit is washing over them, that they're able to understand more what 2021 can be if they just seek you, if they're willing to seek you, if they're willing to give their best for you, if they're willing to risk more for you. God, show us what you need. Show us what you want. Open our eyes. Let our eyes just see you in everything we do. Father, we do thank you for Christmas, and we do thank you for a new year. We thank you for all the lessons that we have learned in this year and all of the experiences that we had and bringing us through that. And Father, I pray for everybody that they can just move forward in this next week and prepare their hearts for what's going to be the most effective year that they can ever have. And we want to do it for you. And we love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.